This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 2.5 million Coloradans voted before today's election day, and turnout records could fall by the time polls close this evening at 7. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
State officials say that Colorado could post the highest turnout numbers in modern election history.
Yes, turnout has been huge.
That's Josh Ziegelbaum, the clerk and recorder in Adams County.
Really impressive. I think the message got out well to vote early, and voters took it very seriously, and they've gotten back to us.
Republican ballots, however, are lagging. There's speculation that many will turn out on Election Day. But still, some Republicans are bracing for a bad night. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
State officials are investigating two men, at least one of them armed, who showed up at a ballot drop box in Littleton on Monday. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Arapahoe County Elections Director Peg Pearl says the two men were unmasked, and one was openly carrying a weapon, and they were recording people dropping off ballots at the county's headquarters in Littleton on Monday. Littleton police responded. It's unclear whether charges have been filed or any crimes were committed, but the state attorney general's office confirmed they were working with law enforcement and investigating it as a potential voter intimidation violation. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
COVID cases are up in Mesa County in western Colorado. It was one of the first counties to reopen its economy, but this past weekend, Mesa County saw its highest daily number of cases, 118. This is CPR News.